time now for the Saturday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Your Fairfield area weather forecast for the day, heavy rain with a high near 62. Overnight, rain continuing with lows near 49. Our lead story. Longtime Illinois Eastern Community College leader Terry Bruce announced his retirement effective June 30th of this year in a media release Friday afternoon. Bruce had been the chief executive officer of the four college districts since 1996 and had a contract through the year of 2021, but said he felt it was time for him to make a change. Before taking the reins of the college district, Bruce was an Illinois state senator from 1971 to 1985, and then served as a United States congressman from 1985 through 1993. Frontier Community College in Fairfield is one of the Illinois Eastern colleges and has prospered during Bruce's time as CEO. The college, which was started as a campus without walls, added many walls and athletics in the last 20 years, including several key occupational academic programs. Bruce has been very active in the state community college hierarchy as a leader within the Illinois Community College Board. No word on the process which will be used to replace Bruce by the Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees. Two area men, Gary Carter of Fairfield and Jan Ridgely of Edwards County, have seats on the 7-member board. More to come after this.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Hey, that lawn's looking sweet, Bob.
You're killing it, Bob.
This summer, let us help you be the envy of the neighborhood with the greenest weed-free lawn on the block.
Liquid Green Lawn Solutions has the weed and feed you need. This year, do your yard like a boss. Greener is better. Find them on Facebook or online at liquidgreenlawns.com.
The Fairfield Kiwanis Club cookout, scheduled for the Save-A-Lot parking lot this morning, has been canceled due to weather. It will be rescheduled. Grayville citywide yard sale scheduled for today will begin at 7 a.m. with no set time announced for conclusion. Wayne City Matters is sponsoring a Cruising the 8 scavenger hunt for college and high school students this evening in Wayne City. The event will run from 6 to 8:30 p.m. and it will include music, pizza at Cesario's, games and activities, and several prizes. Anyone who is interested in helping with the event should contact Angie Hedden at 599-4522. FCHS held its annual awards day yesterday morning, and the school gave out nearly $450,000 in scholarship money and awards. From Frontier Community College, John Jones received scholarships for 4 semesters of tuition and $500. Amber Clark received the $1,500 Kiwanis Scholarship. Kenzie Kolak received the $500 Bill Cannon Memorial Scholarship, and Hunter Doty received 1 semester of tuition. Lane Harvey, Kenneth Dumm, and Jake Kinney each received $1,000 from the David Kinney Memorial Scholarship. Harvey, Megan Stevens, and Bree Moreland each received a $3,000 per year scholarship for 4 years from the Puckett Foundation as well. 4 students also received $2,000 from the Richard Lee Cox Memorial Scholarship. Kenneth Stumm received the Big Dream Scholarship, Hannah Odom, Journalism and Communications, Bree Moreland, Heritage, and Megan Stevens, Education. The Wayne County 4-H Public Presentation Contest was held last night at the Wayne County Extension Office. Sarah McGehee of Center Street was announced as a State Fair winner last night for her formal speech, Challenges Youth Face. She will advance to a competition at Richland Community College in Decatur on June 8th. Lucy Britt, a Center Street student, with her helicopter parent speech, Reagan Wells, also from Center Street, with a speech, Phone Addiction, and Caitlin McCleary from FCHS with a speech entitled A Tribute to High School, all are alternates for the competition. McGehee and Wells will also receive trophies at the 4-H Awards program during the Wayne County Fair on July 11th at 5 p.m. McGehee falls in the 13 and older age division, and Wells is in the 12 and under division. Mount Carmel police were involved in a vehicle pursuit Friday afternoon that ended in Indiana. According to media reports from Mount Carmel and Evansville, police were at the Mount Carmel High School to investigate an alleged threat made by a student. Not long after arriving at the school, dispatch was reportedly told that an officer had been hit by a vehicle. The officer advised that the vehicle had failed to stop and he was in pursuit. After other police joined the pursuit, the 17-year-old student was arrested near Owensville by Indiana authorities. Charges in both Illinois and Indiana are pending. Reports indicate that at least one shot was fired during the chase, and it is believed the possible gunshot came from law enforcement. The officer struck in the incident is expected to make a full recovery and was treated at Wabash General Hospital. State Representative Darren Bailey and State Senator Dale Ryder will be in Carmi Monday evening for an Illinois Patriots Town Hall meeting. The meeting will begin at 6 p.m. at the Farm Bureau Building on East Robinson Street in Carmi. Bailey and Ryder are expected to speak about several controversial propositions in the Illinois legislature. Americans for Prosperity Illinois State Director Andrew Nelms is scheduled to speak about Governor J.B. Pritzker's proposed progressive tax system, which the Illinois Senate approved earlier last week. Illinois Carry will also be on hand with an update on their efforts to protect Second Amendment rights in response to what they see as unconstitutional bills in committee in Springfield. And weather was wetter than normal and colder than normal in Illinois in April. The Illinois Climatologist Office says that April is now the sixth consecutive month with above-average rainfall, and all that precipitation is having an impact. 130 river gauges are showing some level of flooding in the state. The Illinois State Water Survey's Brian Kirshner says the conditions won't likely improve very much next week.
Looking ahead, the active and wet weather pattern is expected to continue in the near term, with the National Weather Service forecasts indicating an additional 1 to 2 plus inches of precipitation across the state by next Friday.
Kirshner also says that two-week forecasts show a trend towards wetter-than-average weather. And State Treasurer Mike Frericks says his office is returning more money through the iCash program than ever before. Kim Howard has the story.
More than $200 million in money and securities has been returned to its owners over the last 10 months. That's a new record for the program, says Treasurer Frericks.
We encourage people to go to our website because we find one in four people who visit find we have something that belongs to them. And last year, the average amount was $1,000.
The website is easy to search by name, and the process has been streamlined to make it easier to get your money. Visit illinoistreasurer.gov/iCash to see if you have any money to claim. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
A bipartisan group of congressmen wants answers from the VA as to what they are doing to reduce the number of veteran suicides in the country. The issue was underscored by 4 veteran suicides on VA property in April and the 7th so far this year. Since 2005, Congress has increased the money it spends on veteran suicide prevention programs more than 250% to $9.4 billion. But the rate of veteran suicides, about 20 per day, has remained constant, and Illinois Congressman Mike Bost of Murfreesboro says that must change.
What we need to do is start thinking differently. As one member said up here a while ago, we need to start looking at every program that's out there to have an all-in strategy, because each veteran's issue is different. We need to be able to look clearly at those numbers.
The first official hearing on the issue was held recently in Washington, D.C. If you or someone you know needs help, contact the Veteran Crisis Line 24/7 at 1-800-273-8255 and choose option 1, or go to veteranscrisisline.net. And finally, river stages. As of early this morning, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 23.23 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 8.11 feet and a flood stage of 15 foot, and the Little Wabash below Clay City is at 14.01 feet with a flood stage of 18 foot. Reporting the news, I'm Jeremy Smith.
I get fresh granola every day from the supposedly clean glasses in the dishwasher.
Oh,
now that's tough.
My family gets a warm meal every night right from our lukewarm fridge.
Oh, mine too.
You poor dear.
My washing machine rocks. It's 2 rocks. I just bang them on the clothes.
That can't be good.
What are you going to do?
The Bad Appliance Support Group is sponsored and remedied by Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Don't suffer through. Relax, release, replace. Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in Fairfield and Carmi.
Trust Bank loves to dream big with you. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, another home, or refinance your current home, we have a mortgage product just for you. Trust Bank can also help you finance the construction of a brand new home. Trust Bank's friendly loan officers are ready to dream big with you. Give them a call at 618-673-2165 or stop by today. Trust Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Area Deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 80-year-old Carmi resident Louise V. Stevens died Tuesday evening at Wabash Christian Village. She had cooked at Wabash Christian. Louise Stevenson is survived by three sons, Johnny, Stan, and Jesse, 9 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, brothers Bobby and Joey Brzezinski, and sisters Georgia Warren, Charlene Bronson, and Carol Riger. Graveside services for Louise Stevens will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, May 4th, at Centerville Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until time of the services at Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi. 80-year-old Indian Land, South Carolina resident Kenneth G. Shalcraft died on Thursday, March 7th, at his residence. His mother was from the Pond Creek area in Wayne County. Kenneth Shalcraft is survived by two sisters, Jane Heideneck of Fort Mill, South Carolina, and Judith Carr of Fairfield, Texas, as well as a brother-in-law, Joseph Goki of Litchfield. A memorial service for Kenneth Shalcraft will be held on Saturday at the Ellery Christian Church at 3:30 p.m. A graveside service will follow at 5:30 at Graceland Cemetery in Albion. Memorials may be made to the American Diabetes Association or reach out and read of Litchfield, and they will be accepted at the church. Nails Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of all the local arrangements. Obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's forecast, heavy rain with a high near 62. Overnight, rain continuing with a low near 49. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Wabash Communications would like to applaud this year's graduates. During all those years in school, you've gone from learning your ABCs to taking the ACTs. Wabash congratulates you on how far you've come and wishes you luck on the journey ahead. Whether your plans include continuing your education, entering the job market, or military service, you'll need to stay connected to technology to help reach your goals. Count on us for excellent values on internet service, TV service, home monitoring systems, and more. For more information, call us at 665-3311.
Here is a look at the Fairfield area weather. Today, an 80% chance of showers. I was looking at the National Weather Service website, saying mainly before 12 noon. Looking at a high about 64 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 49. Sunday, sunny with a high of 72. Monday, sunny, warmer with a high of 78. Could get in the low 80s for some locations. Tuesday, a chance of showers. Mostly cloudy, high of 77. Wednesday, a chance of showers, slightly cooler. Cloudy with a high of 73. Thursday, chance of showers and storms. Mostly cloudy with a high of 75. And yesterday's high in Fairfield, it was actually 63, or low this morning. It's actually 56. It was 57 earlier, but the temperature has dropped down to about 56. We have received 53 hundredths of an inch of rain here at the radio station, so a little over half an inch of rain. And currently in Fairfield, again, it is 56. We'd like to mention that the Fairfield Kiwanis Club cookout scheduled for today, it was supposed to be over at the Save-A-Lot parking lot. That's been canceled due to the weather. It will be rescheduled at a later date. Also, the vendor fair for Steph's Coffee Shop in Mill Shoals, that was also scheduled for today. That's been canceled. It's been pushed back a day to Sunday, May 5th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.